It's the Third Street Podcast.
Are we live?
Welcome back to the Third Street Podcast. This is episode 16. We're creeping up on that infamous episode 69.
That's the goal.
After that, we're stopping. 1 week at a time here.
That's the final episode.
Yeah. Zach, how are you doing this week?
Got him.
Great. What?
That it?
I mean, yeah.
Fucked him up, dude. Oh, it's hard to watch.
As always, check out our the link tree in our bio, Third Street Podcast. We're S in the 86. We have some urch. We got some music out.
Did you say urch? Lurch. Sure to buy our urch.
Urchandise.
Lurch.
Urchandise.
Got some sweet urch.
Whatever, okay?
Sea urchin.
We are going to try something a little different this week as far as the trivia game goes. We'll see if this is ultimate shit, then we will never do this again. But we're going to play a game called Wavelength. Seen it all over TikTok. Seems like a fun time. Idea of the game is to get your partner to guess the number. So we're going to break up into teams. I have it. I mean, are you guys cool with Josh Tannen on a team? Wyatt? Zach on a team?
Yep.
Sure.
You guys feel like you're on the same wavelengths as your partners? Okay.
Yeah.
So how this will go is I'll give each team a number. Your number will be different. Each team's number will be different. And then I'm going to, one by one, give you a category. Based on that category, you have to give them an example of something in that category that would relate to your number between 1 and 100 on a scale from 1 to 100, right? Yeah, pick who's going to be the hint giver and the number guesser for round one, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so we have two hint givers.
Nice.
Two number guessers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take okay. a hint.
So, for this, you two need to close your eyes for a few seconds, okay? Need you to cover your faces.
So, we're both going to have the same number?
No.
Okay.
No. So, Tannen, this is your team's number right there. You see it?
Mm-hmm.
That is your team's number. Zach, this is your team's number.
Okay.
So, just remember that number. This is what we're guessing, okay? Got it? Everyone got it? Okay. Our first category is this. So you guys can open your eyes now. You guys can look. So our first category is punk bands. Okay. So we'll go Josh and Tannen, team one, Wyatt and Zach, team two. So team one, go ahead and Tannen, give your teammate a hint.
Of a punk band.
A punk band that relates to the number that you were...
All right. I'm going to say Dead Kennedys.
88.
Wow. Dead Kennedys. So Josh is going to go with an 88. He's going to move all the way up the board there. All right.
Damn, I heard you say wow, and I don't know if that's a good wow, Zach, or a bad wow.
Go ahead and give your teammate a hint on a punk band
relating to your number.
Okay. A punk band. I'm gonna go with Late Misfits.
75.
Pretty generous there.
75. All right. So,
how are you doing that?
I don't know, but it's so awesome. It's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Okay, so we have team one locked in at 88. Team two at 75. Your second category is lead vocalists.
Mm.
Lead vocalists. Tannen, go ahead and give Josh a hint.
This is a really hard one, Jonchi. What's this band that we're reviewing tonight called?
Chevelle.
No.
DAK.
Yeah.
DAK.
Rate her.
Oh.
Oh shit.
That dude. Coming from you though. Yeah. I'm going to go a
39. So he's flipping around.
Stark difference.
Look at how I'm moving. That's funny.
39. So dropped all the way to a 39. Okay. Zach, give Wyatt.
Pink.
Ooh. Oh. Mmm. Bring it down to 65.
Bring it down to 65.
Damn.
All right. So we're now at team one at 39, team two at a 65.
This game is a riot, dude.
Okay. Last category for round one. Is 86 songs. Oh, so our from oh, our shit. Library. Our songs.
Shit, man, this is a trap.
From one to, it works that we have the two guys that weren't here for
right
the start of it against the so
Gloomy Days. Out of 1 to 100, what do you put it?
Let's go 60.
All right, so Wyatt, you're sitting at a 65. Zach, give him a hint.
I want to drink beer.
15.
Oh.
15.
I went too hard. I'm sorry.
15 is where you're landing. 15, and you landed at 65. 60?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 60. Okay. Team one, your number was 65. So you guys were five off.
Damn.
It's pretty good. Not bad. Yeah, pretty good.
So you guys were like flipped on what this was supposed to be. Because
every
you,
single one.
Our number was... Go ahead.
Yeah. Team two, your number was 40.
So he said 39 and you said 65 in round two. And I was like, shit, man.
Yeah, you guys were... Yeah. So you guys were 25 off.
Very
right.
25 off. So there's a 20-point spread.
Sorry, I really don't like I Want to Drink
Beer. I couldn't give anything a 40 that... I don't know.
So this is what I'm going to
do. Take me back.
So we're going to go...
Maybe.
That's funny, because I was going to guess 65, and I was like, no. I can't. It's too high.
Gloomy Days would be the perfect spot.
Yeah.
Take me back.
Take me back as a 40. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was like, Gloomy Days is the only one that sits in the 60s to me.
Yeah.
Or like...
See, I would give Take Me Back at least like a 50.
Ooh, The Storm at 40?
Nope, didn't mean to blow you up there.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not familiar with The Storm, so sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
So, we're at Team 1 has 5 points, Team 2 has 25 points. Name of the game is to be the lowest. So, you guys...
It's like golf?
It is like golf. You want the least amount of points, right? Okay, so we're going to flip-flop... Who's guessing? Who's hinting?
Radical.
So, Zach Tannen, close your eyes. And we'll get into this. I'm going to cut these out really quick.
Hey, by the way, if you cheated this game, you're a real fucking cocksucker.
You know what, dude? I ain't doing that.
All right, Josh, your number
is... I got my shirt on my head, and I'm looking the other way.
Right there.
I'm covered. Okay. Covered.
Got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wyatt, your number is right there. You see it?
Yep.
Got it?
Word.
All right.
Easy.
Got him. All right. Go ahead and round two. Category number one is new metal bands.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Jeez.
Man. This is
no problem. No problem.
You guys remember your numbers, right?
Sure do.
What if you like all of them? No, I'm joking.
Okay. You made me look at the TV when you showed my number, so I think I got it.
Okay.
It's my turn?
Yep. Josh, give Tannen a hint at a new metal band that you would rate your number out of 1 to 100.
Gosh.
See if you're on the same wavelength.
Limp Bizkit.
Mm.
83.
We'll pump you up to 83. Right up there somewhere. All right.
This sucks because you can't like give any indication of whether they're close or
not. Nope.
Korn.
Oh, jeez. I know their number.
40.
Wow.
45. Let's be generous. 45.
We're going to learn a lot about each other in this game.
Okay. 45. We'll
That's
put
what
you
this game, I think, is kind of meant to do. You're going to learn a lot about your teammate.
Yeah.
I don't hate corn, but I just don't.
So we got an 83 and we got a 45 from category number one.
Don't worry. We got a couple more.
Let's move on to category number two.
It's a,
which is local venues. Ooh. Here in Colorado, it can be anywhere in Colorado, really. I kind of meant this to be like venues that we've played, but we'll just go local venues.
Damn,
general.
Hopefully they... Okay.
Denver venues count if we haven't played them, if you know them.
That's okay. Hopefully they aren't watching, unless it's good.
The Moxie.
Ooh. All right.
I'm going 91.
I'm going to bump him up to 91. What do you got?
I would also like to say the Moxie.
Okay.
Damn, so corn's good. 95.
Okay, you guys got close numbers.
We're going
to... All right, Johnchi, I need you to shoot me at something straight because you guys have closer numbers than we thought.
We have 91 and 95. Ooh, it's going to
take
me.
Something you know I'll know.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I'll do my best.
I'll know what I'll do.
Next category is lead guitarists.
Oof. Damn.
Give me someone I know though that in the same.
Zach.
Oh shit.
That's rough.
what a dick.
42.
We got...
No.
Damn. You guys got close numbers then, huh?
I'm going to jump all the way to 94. Why was that 92 before?
You were at 91. 94. You're at 91, you're going to go to 94?
Yep.
Let's move you up just a smidge. Okay. Wyatt, give Zach one.
Eddie Van Halen.
100.
Damn. You guys had real close 100, numbers.
100, huh? I can't personally go lower than 100.
So we'll put him all the way up.
I'm literally wearing his shirt.
You are.
We'll put him, yeah.
It's a cool shirt, too.
Thanks.
There you go. All right. Team one. You ended at 94. Your number was 88. We're so close. You were six off. So you end with 11. I'm going to change that right now.
Their number was high as fuck, huh? I knew as soon as you said corn. I was like, oh, that's why it's favorite fucking new metal band.
I'm sorry, dude.
Team two. Your number was 93.
I had to go with something safe so that you didn't
you
like go way down
off,
low
so you're
past 31. That. You know?
Fair enough.
We're doing the same thing. Josh is giving hints, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then who's giving hints on yours?
Me.
Wyatt. You're giving hints. He's,
again. Yeah.
So we're doing the same round two again, right?
Yep. Round two again.
All right.
Y'all
Zach,
want a single save?
Close
that.
Your eyes.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Y'all want a single save?
All right,
fuck
Josh,
that.
Your number is...
That's half of it's hidden.
Oh, yeah. Here.
Oof.
It's this.
Okay.
All right. First category of round three is hair metal bands.
Oh, boy.
Josh, go ahead and give Tannen a hint at a hair metal band you think he would rate your specific unknown number.
Motley Crue.
All right. 86.
We're going to go right up there. 86. All right. What do you got for Zach, Wyatt?
Thin Lizzy.
He loves Thin Lizzy.
Dude, I mean, I got to go like a 90.
Yeah, he loves he hair loves metal Thin band? Lizzy.
Easily. What else would you call him?
Silver.
Yeah, I think
there.
Thin Lizzy justifies as a hair metal band. I don't think that's unjustified.
All right.
All right. In Wyatt's mind, it was. So.
Okay.
Josh, does that make you angry?
Yeah, I'm angry.
All right. Well, then I'm understanding my partner a little better now.
Category number two is guitar brands.
This is like Lamaze classes, man.
And I mean, you could go. I mean, like as specific as like a model
guitar,
or something.
Guitarist to drummer. They're going guitarist to guitarist. Bassist, but fucking he knows every guitar brand.
Gibson Les Paul.
Oh shit! We're sitting at a fucking 97.
97. We'll put your... Yeah, I can write there, 97.
I feel like Motley Crue is maybe one of your favorite hair metals.
Give him.
That was a specific model of guitar.
He just said I could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Fender Telecaster.
Ooh, they got a lower number than we do.
Come on, man. I have a tele... I'm going to go... 92.
I think we're closer, John.
Ooh, he went up. He went up to a 92. Because you were at 90.
I was.
Yep, okay. So he's sitting at a 92. Let's go final category of round three. We need a big swing here. You just better hope that Josh and Tannen don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Sweet.
Final category is today's rock bands. So anything, I mean, I would say anything from, you know,
2000 to now.
Probably. Because a lot of the bands that were big in 2000.
All right,
still
Josh, let's go 2010 to 2020.
That's what I was going
to say. Give me that era.
To now, but.
That era?
Yep, I think I probably know.
Royal Blood.
What am I at right now?
You're at a 97 right now.
I'm going to drop to 95.
He's going to drop to 95. Let me put him right in the middle there.
Big Head Todd.
They have a 28.
I'm going to go...
That's an interesting...
82.
I'm going to say... can I guess theirs?
That helped.
Well, damn.
I'm going to say they got a 67.
Zach sits at an 82. All right. Team 1, your number was... 98.
Y'all got the easiest number ever. Go choke on it.
And he's sat at 95, so you guys ended with 16.
Attaboy.
Total.
I couldn't think of who. When you threw me off when you said the 2010-2020, because I was just going to say, like, Blink-182 or Foo Fighters or something.
Yeah, you were going to say your top.
Yeah.
And Wyatt and 71. Zach, your number was 71, and you sat at an 82.
So that's 11.
It's 11. So you guys ended at 42.
Damn, dude.
We've whooped their
I mean, I know you're
ass.
Picking for me and all, but like...
Hey, I'm going to say
Thin
this.
Lizzy?
Yeah, they're all right.
Hey, where were you on the Motley Crue? Had the 98? That's your favorite fucking hair metal band of all time?
Hair metal band,
yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That game is fun, though.
It is fun.
A fun game.
I think that's... we'll just sprinkle it in here every now and again just to change it up.
It also doesn't help that me and Josh have been together for going on 6 years, and Wyatt and Zach have been together for a year and a half.
I like this because it does help me learn, you know.
Yeah.
Zach is my Christian blood brother, though.
You know what I mean? A year and a half. Zach's only been in the band for what, like 8 months? No, it's been like
June.
June. You're right.
Nine months.
Yeah.
Well, technically, maybe as I was learning.
That's
stuff.
True.
Sure.
That's
it feels like right. It's been so much longer than that.
It's like 10
it
months.
It does feel like it's been
10
forever.
Months.
10 months.
Ish.
I don't know where we'd be without.
And I would say in Sachi. May it was like a weird, like, well, who the fuck is this guy? You know?
All right. Well, speaking of Zach and all of his infinite wisdom over there.
Oh, no.
It was Zach's pick for an album this
sure
week.
Was.
He sure was.
There was some bite in that, Tannen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoever cheats is a real cocksucker.
I feel like I'm not pulling any bite back on this one.
That's fair. Totally fair. I picked this because it was weird.
Tell them what it is.
The album is called After Destruction by Descartes à Kant. It's something else.
So.
We'll call him Dak from now on.
Dak. Let's just call, we're going to call him Dak.
Let's go through the record. Number one is weird, huh? It's just the introduction with the alien talking.
Intro track.
So no, it's like
the robot talking.
It's like an AI
thing.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I think what I like about it, even though it's not really a song, it's kind of like setting the mood and the tone for the album.
Right.
And kind of just like laying down the groundwork from where they're coming from. You as the listener are just the user.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Whatever, make whatever you want of the album, but I thought that was kind of like them just laying up good groundwork from where they were coming from.
Yeah. So. I did like of that intro track where it's like, pick your guitar tone, and it's like,
that is cool. It was funny. I was getting a bit excited about it when I started hearing like where they're going with it, and it's like, all right, it's fucking weird.
It's a cool concept.
I'm starting to understand that it's a concept record. You start understanding it's a concept record at the very beginning because you're like, why is he making me listen to this? And then you're like, okay, I get it. They're like picking the tones for the record. I like how he called it post-human. Because
it kind of is.
If post-human music is this, though, it sucks fucking dick. But
there it is.
but it does give you like they're trying to create this robotic like now pick your guitar tone, now pick what bass you would have, now pick your drum tone, and it's like that's kind of funny actually, like
yeah,
as people doing it, it does make me be like I don't mind that.
I think they're making a parody out of pop culture.
I think so too. I think they're laughing, which I appreciate. If you can do something that makes you laugh, then fucking do it.
Like, so I told you guys before we started recording a little bit. So I listened to it. I listened to the full thing. Really wasn't the biggest fan of it, but I was also not in the correct mindset to be listening to this album.
Fair enough.
You know, I mean, we just listened to Rival Sons, and then we listened to Sleep Token, and then, you know, you're almost expecting, yeah, something along those lines, right? Which is cool that you didn't go that route. I actually do like that this is so different.
I thought it was a very ballsy move.
I mean, those three records, though, that you just named are all very different.
Yeah, totally.
Rival Sons, Sleep Token, and then this one.
Yes, yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, this one is by far the most out there.
Oh yeah, right.
This one is by far the most out here we've ever done ever.
Well, first of all, I didn't know they were a Mexican band.
Oh, I was just that makes sense because in their bio, half of it is in English, and then there's a bottom portion.
That's wait, Descarche Seconde is a Mexican band?
Yes. So
they are from
see,
Mexico.
And then once I read that it was Mexican, I was like, oh. I literally sat here and went, oh, Descartes de Kant. Okay. And
no, Descartes et Kant, those are two philosophers. Like, Descartes is like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like philosophy.
Oh, people. Well, Descartes sounds like a Spanish word.
Right.
Okay, yeah, but no, they're I was like, okay, the, I didn't know that, but that kind of gave me Descartes. a little insight on it. But let me pull up what she said really quick. Like they said, being aware the likelihood of humans causing the extinction of the human race.
Right.
Very. Yeah. You know, but you get in that mindset, right? That it's like this impending doom, you know.
Right.
Humans are the problem.
So.
And I guess I didn't put it down, but in that they, she said, issues that they focus on or that they really were attacking in this were adult depression, capitalism, and undiagnosed, like they listed like ADHD, ADD, different mental disorders that go undiagnosed, and people are like right. afraid of those diagnoses or diagnoses and how detrimental it is to human health.
Come from Mexico, that is also a nutty thing because those are heavy topics for like an American citizen.
Yeah, I mean
same could be said about the United States.
Though. Yeah, to be fair, these guys, girls, whatever, they are definitely philosophy majors.
In the same or they, like, sentence, though?
You know, they study this crap.
So they're out of Guadalajara.
Okay.
Oh. Which is a pretty big city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
a lot going on down there.
Yeah, so but that all being said, I did the research on it. You know, listen to that about, you know, And that put me in the mindset. And then I went, you know what? I'm going to listen to it again. Start it from the top. And had a whole new appreciation for the whole concept of the album in that mindset. Because originally you just turn it on and you're not necessarily in that, right, that headspace.
Right.
But you got to be...
It's like an experience.
Paranoid. Yes. Also, paranoid. I think. Like, I don't think there's a sense of paranoia.
I don't think so.
No.
Really?
I don't think that's... Not, well, the message
that's
not, of
yeah,
the...
That's not what the... I don't think that's something that they're...
But
no.
If you think about AI, yeah. I don't think about AI at all. I think about fucking driving to wherever I have to go, playing rock and roll music.
It's not paranoia
like
to
building
understand.
Shit. Like, so if you're thinking about AI taking over the human race and that being the extinction of the human race.
I don't think that's all of it.
That does that. You're not telling me that's a little paranoia?
That's not what I said.
No, but is it not?
But that is...
It's not that it's going to take over the human race.
And it was of humans becoming the end of humanity, essentially, is
yes.
They create...
Not AI.
Is well, that necessarily paranoia, or is it just like, well, I mean, shit, we have atom bombs.
Yeah, it's what it's saying, what I think, at least how I interpreted it...
I don't know if that's paranoia.
...was that they're saying, we have so many of these huge problems that everyone just kind of ignores.
Right.
Did you smoke?
Do you think
something
that
you don't normally smoke?
Do you think like, that? Do you think that Blink? Do you think that Blink 182 writing about aliens existing and the CIA not like
it's reading books? I'm
but,
talking.
But how is that?
I think
less
there's
paranoid?
Some drugs. I think there's some drugs tied into this record. I think that there is people who think way harder than I do about AI.
I don't understand where the AI thing is
yeah,
coming in.
Yeah, I'm not.
What?
This is not about an AI. This is not an AI.
Isn't that what
not
she
about
said
AI.
In her description?
I think you're
having an impending doom coming, and humans are creating something that's going to eliminate humans.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean,
robots talk the whole fucking time.
So,
yeah, okay. I mean, I get where you're making the AI connection, but I feel like you're putting way too much emphasis on the AI part of it.
I don't think Allen Iverson has that much power.
But he can
dead.
Fucking dunk, baby.
Okay, I'm gonna progress this forward just a little bit because it's funny that you brought up AI so much. So for the song The Mess We've Made, it's like half of a skit. There's like the robot talking for half of it and then it goes into a song. It wants to be catchy. And my note was actually like, it's like if you asked an AI to write a catchy song. It's almost there, but you can hear snips of something missing.
So I think they
it's
were
like
going
they fucked up
that.
The hands again.
Mm-hmm. I think they were going for that. I think that like this whole record, aside from the like, okay, take the skits out of it and just listen to the music. As far as like music and instrumentation goes, this is like a marriage between new wave from the 80s and like grunge.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Let's get into that.
You have some fucking cool riffs, man.
I
will not take that away.
Guitar tones are sick.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's got that like kind of fucked up kind of feel to it. And then it has like that like poppy synth crap in the background. And then her vocals, there's just something off about them, but I can't help but think that it's intentional.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Definitely an artistic choice.
What do you got on your notes, bud?
So that one you just mentioned, what was it, the Mess We Made?
Mm-hmm.
That one I actually kind of liked. I wrote.
I think that might have been my favorite song.
Still didn't love. Didn't mind it.
Though. I think that's the second best song on the record.
I guess that's what I was getting at. It was like, it's as if an AI tried to make a catchy song. You're like, it's almost there, but it's just like a little off kilter.
Like
you could tell
Valley
it's AI,
thing,
like
a
picture, you
know?
Yeah. It fucked
like
up the hands again.
Also, hey.
Yeah.
If we're talking.
I mean, from the
get
go, they're saying, hello, user.
That chick is so good.
So rich.
At making her voice sound like the. I wonder if she read the.
There's got to
be. Transcripts. And then they just like put a different vocal effect on her because her voice is so good at making you be like, all right, is it the computer talking or is she singing now? Like,
I think it's an effect. I think they, yeah. I think they
it is it. Very it similar. She's got a cool voice for that. I also, the last something and rest, the last little
reset robot. And heal,
restart, reset and heal.
Yeah, restart and heal.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I got through the record, I was like, "This was fucking nuts." this was not something I would have ever listened to ever, but I got to that part, and then I started liking the robot voice, and I was like, "You know what?" And she's like, "This is not the end, you know. Like,
right.
Depression will come and go.
Right.
You need to figure it out." And you're just like, "Oh. This robot's right. smart as fuck."
He's like, I love, I'm falling in love with this robot.
I like this robot.
Right.
What does she look like?
Boing,
wing,
wing, wing,
wing. Wee, 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 wee,
wee. Yeah, it's a very, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like a very kind of slap in the face album if you don't know what you're getting into.
Yes, sure. Yes,
yeah.
Because yeah, upon my first listen, I was like, "What the fuck am I listening to?" Like, and I get
sorry.
It.
Sorry,
I did. No. And I did get from the first track that it was probably going to be like a concept album. But concept albums are like an experience, especially in this kind, because you kind of have to sit down and experience it as a whole instead of just like putting it on right. in your fucking car. And
it's like watching a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. You almost have to, you almost have to follow along with the lyrics
mm-hmm.
and keep up with the story to really know, to really get the full like immersion into that story, you know?
Yeah. So, and then something that they were like really acclaimed for was the visual aspect to their songs. So that's why like, when you got here, I was watching those YouTube videos.
Right.
And if you don't, yeah, you miss that kind of appreciation for what they're saying, because the artistry and the music videos, and they do like trailers and preludes and stuff to almost all the tracks, really drives home the what they're after.
Right. There's more story and senses and it, involved.
Yeah, it
right.
makes well, it feel like a movie. To,
it right. is like a, they have a for sure a EDM aspect of where it's like, dude, if I did drugs and listen to this record, I would probably like sit in my basement for a day. Like, there's so much going on. Well, I told Josh in the fucking women's sobbing song, but the song before is saying, "I'm in my car seat, nobody loves me," and I'm like, "Where's that coming from?" And then you get to women sobbing, and it's like, "House, house, 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 small house, small house." And you're like, "What the fuck is going on?" I told Josh, I was like, "I wonder if they, like, just introduced a baby robot or something." Like, because they're talking
Wally.
They're talking about the car seats mm-hmm. in the song before. Wow. And then they do, an entire transcript talking about, I think that's the one where they're like, "Sex is known to like heighten your senses and lower depression." And
yeah,
blah,
and then
blah,
they
blah,
talk
blah.
About all that.
And then it goes, which actually was a cool riff at the beginning of mm-hmm. Women Sobbing. It is a cool riff.
Mm-hmm.
But then they
go.
Is
that the really heavy one?
House, 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 small house, small house, 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 like house, house, car, 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 car. And you're just like, "I'm not." But then I thought about it more, and I was like, I wonder if they introduced a baby in the last fucking song.
Right.
I think they're kind of just poking fun at the American dream.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh?
I thought the whole thing.
See, I was in here. I'm in here. I'm like, I can fuck with this. Even when the music starts.
This reminds me of like a Sleigh Bells. Intro.
Yeah. Sleigh Bells.
But
yeah.
Is this the one that gets, is when the band comes in, it's like, it's pretty heavy.
No, this is not it. She starts going, house, 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 house.
Yeah, yes, it is.
It's just messed up and...
See, I'm still here. I'm still down.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden a fucking fly starts buzzing around your ear and you're like, can't do it. Dude, this song's nuts.
Yeah.
Dude, it's out.
Just wait for her vocals. Ready?
It's dissonant. It's out. You know what I mean? They're not playing any in notes.
This is giving me new wave vibes.
I think there's a baby involved in this.
You know, listening to it again,
this isn't the song.
That song, it kind of gives me System of a Down vibes a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I have a note.
Less.
I like the whole thing.
Much less well done.
Though. Very much.
So that was going to be like right. My ultimate point is there are a lot of elements in this album that I thought were really cool. The guitar tone being one.
Mm-hmm.
Her vocals are pretty good too. As a whole though, and the concept is cool too. Like the whole concept album, the robot voice. I thought all that was pretty cool. I don't really like the music though.
Yep.
I don't like the songs. Like if the songs were done differently or, you know, I don't know. I just didn't like it as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I'm in the same boat as I have several notes in here where I'm like, just was almost there.
Right.
It's like, I really wanted to like it. And I did like it a lot more after like really committing to it.
Mm-hmm.
But even then it's like, it's not something that I want to commit to again.
Right.
But one of my notes after listening to it the second time, I said, interesting sound, for this band. It's like a futuristic Queen. They're very theatrical.
Right.
Sure.
I
thought it was dope.
I really want to let him talk.
I thought it was really, really good. You know what I mean? I loved the whole thing. So
folks, he does drugs.
What drugs does that have to do with anything?
If you did drugs, it would be cooler.
So in this case, drugs were involved.
Dude, you're like...
But it reminds me of like...
That's funny.
What am I like?
You're like still stuck in the 90s. You're like... Dude, drugs are bad. You smoke weed, bro.
Bro, fuck. Dare to
I'm
not do drugs.
You probably did drugs.
You
on
probably
this
listen to fucking.
You listen to Korn.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what?
If you did drugs and listened to this record, I think I would like it more.
You could say that for any album of all time, though. Any
this
single album on drugs is going to be. 100 times better.
To be fair.
Or 100 times worse.
If you did some shrooms, if you did some shrooms and listened to this record, I think I would have a different outlook on it.
If I did mushrooms and listened to this record, I'd hate it.
Fair. I think it would give me nightmares. It would give me nightmares.
I would be like,
get me out of this place.
I'm having a bad trip now.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Totally.
But
the robot voice would just start being like, you're having a bad trip now.
Yo, dude, I'd be like, fuck, no, dude. But it's like, I really liked it. It reminded me of like some of the other
out.
Like outsounding
man.
Albums I've listened to, like Ween stuff, like Pure Guava or like The Mollusk, which are like sort of conceptual. They're, like The Mollusk is sort of conceptual. It's like not nearly as conceptual as this, right? But it gave me that same kind of out vibe. And it's like, regular people don't really like out sounding music, like really dissonant sounding music like that. But I do as a musician. So I was like,
so
this is a good album.
I
was like,
guess,
this is good.
Josh,
I like this.
To your point, I've met multiple Deadheads in my life. And every time I'm like, I'm just not a fan of the Dead.
Same.
They're like, well, you've never got high as balls and sat and watched them live.
So what about Black Sabbath?
Maybe I would have liked it.
I don't see your connection here.
What about Black Sabbath?
That's how I feel about this record, is I think that there's like some psychedelic shit that is going on with this record that you could have done that would help you enjoy the record or like really get sucked into it.
I feel like I'm with Wyatt. If I did psychedelics and listened to this, I wouldn't sleep for the next week.
Okay, maybe even smoke pot.
I don't think that...
Maybe just chilled out.
Bands
different.
I don't think that was their intention.
Different.
They're just making like
They're just making art. Dystopian music.
Right.
I think the entire point of this album is a dystopia.
Okay. So this album, just while we're on the topic of drugs, coming from the drug guy in the band, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's like weed. It's like weed in this guy. It's like the camera can never see it either, so they never know how he like treats
hey,
me like
while
shit.
You're up.
But but anyways, but anyways, get fucked, fuck you. Anyways, it's like weed would enhance this experience. Psychedelics would decrease the quality of this experience, I believe.
Really?
Yes. Yes, because when you're on psychedelics, you really don't want to get in your head about things, right? You really don't want to like ruminate and get in your head about the destruction of the human race. That's not what you want to think about.
So then I guess I'm missing the whole point. If drugs wouldn't have made this better.
No. I don't think these guys do drugs.
Smoking some weed about it, sure thing, but that's like a way lighter experience.
I really genuinely thought, I mean, I haven't done very many drugs in my life, but I did think... It seems like a record that if I did drugs too, I would like it more. But if you're telling me I wouldn't have liked it more because of drugs, then I just simply don't like the record.
Like at least I know I wouldn't, right? It's like when I'm tripping on mushrooms, I maybe want to watch, like, I don't know, SpongeBob SquarePants or like South Park or something that's going to make me laugh and be happy. It's like I don't want to watch a documentary about 9/11 when I'm tripping on mushrooms because yeah. right. that's just going to put me in a bad headspace.
So I think for me, this whole album, obviously there's a theme to it, but like what is the message of that theme? Like what are they really trying to convey here, and why did they pick to make a theme album like this in the first place? So like I've had all these things on my head for the last few days. So like to me, there's a lot of themes of like death and destruction and rebirth. So basically,
yeah. Hey, I do think there's a baby robot.
But we got to rate it.
Yeah, before we get too far off track here, I forgot we didn't.
Rating this album. I'll
rate it. So thumbs up, 50%, thumbs down. There's your three options. On the count of three, one, two, three.
It's weird, but I'm going
to
listen to it.
One and a half. Two and a half. Two and a half out of five.
Two and a half again, but a way different two and a half.
Way different totally way to different. Get to two and a half.
Yeah.
You come up with a recommendation for the folks at home to listen to this week?
Yeah, I think I have a recommendation for people to listen to. This was a song I was grooving the other day. Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holla by Marvin Gaye.
Hell yeah.
Check it out. Bro. If you haven't listened to it, you really need to. Just listen to that whole album, actually.
What year did it
come? What's going on?
Shit. Perfection.
Here, let's see here. Marvin Gaye, album came, I think it was like early 70s. Let me go to the... Here.
He's throwing us all the way back to 71, 70s, baby. Hell
71.
Yeah.
Bro. Listen to that whole album, honestly.
Marvin Gaye.
But if you don't, just listen to that song. Yeah. What's going on? Honestly, the song What's Going On. But the album What's going on? It's on the album What's Going On.
What's going on?
Inner City Blues.
Song. What song? What is it? Inner City Blues?
Inner City Blues makes me want to holla. I can't makes me want to holler.
He's just so white, dude. He's so white. It makes it sound so funny.
He says holler, but I think he's like, makes me want to holla.
Okay. So
I love Marvin Gaye. Great stuff.
Wait up. So that was our roller coaster of a review of After Destruction by Descartes e Kant.
It's
the band. Yeah, so that's what we thought about it. If you haven't listened to it, go take a listen. But prepare yourself.
Who's next?
Wyatt's next.
I wonder if we're saying that right. Descartes e Kant.
I think it's like Descartes e Kant, as in like
French, where it's like Descartes. Or
Descartes
like,
or Descartes?
Descartes.
I don't know how you say his name, but it's definitely about the philosopher Descartes, and then Kant is a philosopher as well, Immanuel Kant. And René Descartes, Kant. He was born in Prussia.
Hey, Kant.
Kant? Yeah. How do you say René?
Got Aston's on board.
Bonjour, this is Julien de French. Wow. Makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce the name of French-born philosopher, mathematician, and scientist. A native of the Kingdom of France. He
Get to
it. About 20 years of
Fuck this life. Guy.
In the Dutch Republic. How do you go about pronouncing his name?
Oh my God.
In French,
just get on with it.
We would say it as René Descartes.
Oh, you're right.
Descartes. So I'm dumb, but yeah,
you don't even
Descartes.
Say the R. You say Hren. Or you roll it.
Hren. Descartes.
Immanuel Kant and René.
Immanuel Kant.
Okay, so it's
Immanuel. Sure
it's
Immanuel Kant.
It's the Arlech Kant.
Kant.
No, he's from Russia.
The Kant.
You should just clip it that one time and then put it everywhere in the video.
Yeah. Well, this was episode 16. My God, of the Third Street Podcast. We may never do this again, but we'll see you guys next week.
We will.
See you around.
Bye bye, Tannen.
Bye bye, Tannen.
Bye bye, Tannen. Bye-bye, Tannen. Da 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 da